It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good. And it is my great pleasure to welcome the founder of homegrown Singapore brands, Pasta Supremo and the Salted Plum, Sean Kishore. Hello.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for having me.
Tell me how you got started in this whole F&B business.
So I started in F&B when I was 8 years old, but it was really more for necessity, really. So
okay.
Very humble beginning. Single mother raising 3 boys.
Wow.
So I had to work at an early age just for extra pocket money. To me, that was fun. I was talking to new people. Clearing plates was part of the job, but making coffee was what I really enjoyed.
In a kopitiam, that kind of thing?
Yeah, kopitiam, yeah. Literally kopitiam was a kopitiam, yeah. I was so short, I had to stand on like a tiger beer crate. And this is like to cover the uncle when he goes off for a smoke or when he runs to the loo. My grandmother at that point in time, she had a noodle saw. So my job would be to clear her bowls. And at the same time, like the guys in the coffee shop would like give me errands to run. And it's like a dollar here, a dollar there.
Yeah.
And I'll go back home with like $15, $20.
Did you learn any of those noodle making skills from grandma?
She would just yell at me all the time. Like, my grandmother had a system, right? So all our cousins, we would sit there. She would be so particular. We cannot cut the fish cake too soon. Mm-hmm. If not, it get dry. So she really instilled the importance of quality and how small things like this makes a huge difference.
And of course, that has continued on now because you are also a restaurateur.
We started off Salted Plum as a pop-up. A buddy of mine who was the master tenant at this unit along South Beach Road, it's like 11 months on the lease. Would you like to do something with it? Just open whatever, you know, chicken rice stall, whatever it is, just make money. So we opened up this concept called 510 because everything on the menu was either $5 or $10. The strategy was, let's make as much money as possible in 11 months and we will cash out and just go our separate ways. I knew that the cuisine I wanted to work with was Taiwanese cuisine. So I just saw that as a next uptrend and we realized, you know what, it's a pop-up. We've got nothing to lose. Just go for it. We opened. 4 months later, we went viral. We did really well. And me and my brothers, we were thinking to ourselves, oh my gosh, this is like an actual business.
It's a family business.
Me and my two brothers, yes, we are very close. So with that, we started shopping around for new partners to expand the brand. When the pop-up closed, after 11 months, we moved to number 10 Circular Road, which we are currently in right now.
The Salted Plum
is one of the ingredients that we use in our braising liquid. We opened our second Salted Plum in Suntec City.
Congrats on that.
Thank you very much. But within Suntec City itself, we have another outlet called Pasta Supremo. Once again, it's a pop-up too. I really believe in doing pop-ups. If it does well, fantastic. Evolve it. If it doesn't do well, you try your best. It doesn't work, you learn something from the experience.
Yeah, it's like a test lab. Back to the Salted Plum, Taiwanese style. What are you serving that's like getting people so excited?
When we went to Taiwan, we realized that Taiwanese food on its own is, most of it is fairly bland. Whereas in Singapore, we prefer more chili, spice, more savory. So we had to adapt the Taiwanese food to the local palate. So take one of our hero dishes, our luro fan.
Braised pork rice.
Right. We made it more herbal, deeper flavors. The KPI, right, for every single batch with your chopstick, you must be able to just break into it and it should fall apart.
Wow.
So what we did was that we took really humble ingredients. We spent a lot of time with it to make it great. Even like our chili, we make it relatable to the local market. We do a version of the chicken rice
ginger, acidic,
yes,
garlic.
To cut through the fattiness of our flavors. Even like the rice, we use short green rice. A lot of thought goes into the food. As of today, we went through 15 something revisions of the menu. Every single quarter, just in time to reprint our menus, right?
Yeah.
The bottom sellers we removed and we put on new items on the menu. I think one of the things that we did right was we weren't arrogant. We listened to our customers. And even until today, I personally thank everyone who have dined with us on Instagram. And if it was a negative experience, I take a screenshot, it goes to the team and we figure it out.
So what on the menu that you're serving besides your luro fan that you want to just shout about?
We just launched our fried chicken 2.0. For the past 3-4 months, we've been making our own tau chiu. Fermented soybean. So we rub it into our chicken and we fry it.
That is interesting.
Yes, we are in the CBD. So we have a lot of bankers for lunch.
Yep.
And in the evenings, we have the same bankers who bring their mom over. I mean, there's no one demographic. I think it's anyone who enjoy good food. They come in, they're very vocal about what they want and how they like it. And we listen and we deliver. We were figuring out what kind of concept could exist in the CBD and the heartlands. I need to open one in the heartlands to be very sure, but I'm very confident today.
You're kind of like an action man, right?
Oh,
let's to see what happens.
Absolutely. I think I manage my team very differently. I'm all about let's make mistakes. If we don't do well, let's learn from this. All that matters is that we have a solution.
It's also all in the family. I mean, you're working closely with your brothers?
My two brothers, yes.
What about your mom or grandma?
So my mom has only been to my restaurant maybe once because she always tells me, I can do a better version of this.
I think that is why you're constantly striving to succeed because your mom is always going to be better than you.
For the most part, it's always been me and my brothers. Everything that we have done, still do and will do will always be the three of us. I trust them completely.
Yeah. Okay, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a bit. We're going for a quick break, but of course, we'll continue to talk to our new Makan Kaki, Sean Kishore, and we'll continue with our chat on F&B, food and beverage, as well as family business.